from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
We've been dying to do this story,
yes,
mainly because of the photo I've got in front of me of a man in what we used to call a wife beater, which is the blue truckie singlet. We don't call them that anymore.
No. Yes.
But just to give you the image.
Yep.
And a kilt. And for some reason, he's in Texas. I mean, not that you can't wear a kilt in Texas.
No, I mean, you can wear a kilt anywhere you like, really.
Would you call this a kilt?
I don't think so.
You
to
think
me,
it's just
more of a skirt.
A skirt.
It looks like a nipple skirt.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, there's no tartan colour.
No, there's
is
no
there?
Tartan. You're right.
No.
It's not a kilt.
It's not plaid.
It's a skirt.
Yeah.
He was arrested last week for taking items for sale at an antique store and placing them in his anus.
His what?
In his anus.
His anus?
Why would you put him there?
Well.
He then allegedly straight away put the tainted items back on the shelves.
The store shelves.
The store shelves.
Yeah, he wasn't shelving.
He wasn't shelving.
Right, okay.
Presumably so unsuspecting shoppers would purchase them. So he's just given it a bit of, here you go. You think you're buying clean antiques, do you? Have a bit of my bum on it.
It's been mischievous.
On this candlestick holder. Mitchell Vest is his name. He was arrested last month on charges of criminal mischief.
He's under a vest.
Good one, Loz. He's under a vest. He's under a vest. Placing things in his anus. He's an animal. He's an animal. Put him in the hole. Some of the items, the 60-year-old, I mean, he's too old to be sticking stuff up his bum and putting it back on the shelf.
You should know better.
What's the age
any
card?
Age.
Oh, seven?
No.
You're experimenting?
Of course.
No, but you
come back and apologise.
You see, like, a mock Oscar on the shelves. Like, not a real Oscar.
No, well, why would it be on a shelf?
And then you just bang it up your bum and put it back on the shelf.
Hey.
Go, wow, that was a pretty kooky thing to do. I shouldn't have done that.
Everyone can put, you know, do whatever you want with your own thing, but don't then put it on a shelf for someone
that's
else
right.
to touch and put in their trolley and take home to put on their own shelf at home.
Some of the items.
I'd suggest buying it. Yeah.
That he allegedly contaminated include a makeup brush, classic thing to stick up your date, an antique bottle opener, yes, please. And a tobacco tent can. Now that does seem a little bit.
Is that one of those flat?
I'm assuming it's a flat square can. It seems like a lot. But having said that, that's how I used to get the mobile phone in and out of the car. You thought I was going to say prison?
Yes.
No. Sometimes I'll just whack the phone up your date to drive home.
Just for fun.
Oh, another text. Or I'll say to Lauren before I put the phone up my date, text me about 20 times in the next 40 minutes.
Just keep calling. I'm not going to answer,
I'm not
but just
answer,
keep calling.
But just keep calling.
Again?
The total cost of the items was a little over $200, and the items had to be thrown away because of fecal contamination.
Of course.
Well, surely you can just clean them with a bit of boiling water.
No.
But investigators were able to connect them to Vest. Oh, well, I know why, because I can see a photo of him shoving things up his ass.
The Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
How's this for a little quirky fact?
Yeah.
Scientists have discovered how long it would take you to drop through the earth if you put a hole in either end.
I hate the thought of that so much.
Me too.
I mean, obviously you can't.
No.
Don't
call me that. Pardon?
obviously
you can't.
No.
According to calculations done by those behind the hyperphysics educational website, which I think we've all had a quick look at.
We have
it's a good source.
It would take a person roughly 42 minutes.
Oh, that's shorter than I actually thought.
Your initial acceleration would be the surface acceleration of gravity, but the acceleration would be progressively smaller as you approach the centre. Well, that makes sense,
okay.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Your weight would be zero as you flew through the centre of the Earth and would cause the traveller to oscillate back and forth.
Oh,
I don't want any of this. I'm falling again.
Singing this as you go.
I would.
Unless the traveller grabs something to hold on, they will fall back for a return journey.
Would you just keep going like one of those little things.
You would continue to oscillate with a round time of 84 minutes.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. I mean, you could get trapped in some sort of backwards and forth void.
It's a hard no for me.
It's
an absolute hard no from me.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Have you got an extra bit? Is the question we're asking now. Or did you have an extra bit and have it lopped off? Because remember, there's been quite a few calls when we've done this in the past of people that have had tails.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and extra toes as well.
My friend was born with an extra thumb like that.
A thumb that was in between his thumb and his...
Like a pincer.
A little miniature crab, like Radar off MASH. You don't have to make the noise. Everyone understands.
The noise
he had it removed and as a baby.
Woman who was born with two uteruses and cervixes.
Uteri?
Uteri, could be. Has revealed she has two boyfriends, saying they each have their own vagina.
Really?
So it isn't cheating.
Oh, what?
Well, hang on. Wait, let's just think this through logically. You get your own. Well, not you, obviously. Well, not you, obviously. Well, I got no one in here who can share a vagina with me.
Outside you do.
Nick, you get your own. Finally, I found some.
Christian's right there.
Yeah.
Christian and Nick, you're this example.
This is tough for you, mate.
Yeah, there is.
Where's Matthew?
Where's Matthew? Oh, he doesn't get his own either.
What a change is happening.
There he is.
You get your own. Is that cheating? So the lady has two vaginas.
Right.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I.
I have heard of this before.
I've heard of being a hermaphrodite, but that's usually having...
Both.
Yes. Both sets of genitalia.
Yeah, but this is very different.
Yeah.
And I said genitalia, not Gentiles.
Yeah.
Just to be clear on that.
I'm very reluctant to Google.
Oh, well, just be careful.
I know, yeah. I am.
Well, you spelt vagina wrong, which is amazing. Yeah. You just spelt two vaginas.
This lady has two.
Cameron, have you got an extra bit?
No, I have, Marty, but I had a birth defect 1982 and I had to get it corrected.
Which was what?
The hole in my old fella
wasn't
at the front. It was underneath, so I was peeing sideways, and apparently Mum said it was a 1-in-100 birth defect for baby boys.
It sounds like I've never heard of that. 1-in-100 sounds too small.
It sounds
like it's more 1-in-1,000,000 to me.
Yeah.
So when you see Andy Lee in the 100, you're saying one of them?
One of those blokes up on the wall? Or maybe it's Sophie Monk.
But I'll fix
Sophie Monk.
Cameron?
What?
Actually, what are her pronouns?
She.
Oh,
her.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
All fixed, Cameron?
Yes. Just like a trooper. Well, good, mate.
Yeah, well done, Cameron. Jeez, we spent a lot of time with Cameron.
Yeah, we did.
Gives you an idea of how popular this phone is.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Yesterday we got a message on the Instagram about a poor bloke. Will you walk us through it, William?
It was Drew. It was his first message to the page, which I don't think we acknowledged.
Oh. Good on you, Drew.
Oh, crisp.
That was very good.
Good clap.
What happened to your face, he suggested, but then we've pivoted. He says, I was driving a truck at 70 kilometres an hour when a wasp flew in the open window and hit me in the cheek. It felt like I'd been hit in the face with a rock until the sting started to happen. Do not recommend. This is my face the next morning. And then he's sending a photo.
Yeah.
And his face has been completely deformed.
His face has just blown up.
Poor bugger.
Which like, we will
blown
put on
up
Instagram.
Like someone's literally blown it up like a balloon.
Yes. Yeah.
We're asking the question, what flew through the window?
Or get in touch through Insta at Marty Sheargold.
And the window could have been closed. It was like when my little brother and I had that fight and I jumped into Mum's car and hid from him. And the simpleton that he was, he kept throwing rocks at me while I was in the car.
That is...
I'm like, you have to stop, bro. He's like, no way. And he piffed a rock straight through Mum's driver's side window. Oh, did Dad belt him? God, one of the great beltings. And Jesus, I enjoyed it. Hello, Chris.
G'day, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Good on you, Chris.
Look, this was a couple years ago, but I had an owl fly in my car.
Oh, my God. How frightening.
An owl?
Was it a big owl?
Big.
Oh, so, you know, we were cruising around listening to, I think it was the 2008 Ministry of Sound.
Nice.
You know,
cool. Absolute choice.
Absolutely bangers.
Yeah, a couple of bangers.
You're setting the scene.
Al decided to fly into the driver's window and get stuck and then flap the driver in the face.
Oh, my God. How frightening. Owls are a frightening bird, aren't they?
They really are. They're beautiful-looking bird, though.
Oh, the way they spin their heads around, it's all got a real exorcist vibe.
We've seen their legs before.
We've had heaps of owls on Instagram.
I like owls. Look at that owl's legs. Looks like Ed Cavalier. Have a leg day, Ed, if you get a chance.
Hey there, Jacob.
How you going, guys? First time, long time.
Good on you, Jacob.
my old man's mate was driving on to a date with his first girlfriend, and when they were driving on the freeway, they were driving past a livestock trailer. And one of the animals ended up doing a poo, and it landed straight in his missus' lap through the window.
Better her lap than his, though.
Yeah, Jacob agrees.
James. Hello, James.
Hi, James.
Hello, James. James.
What flew through the window, James?
Actually, a couple of homing pigeons.
Oh, that's strange.
Wow. Two of them.
Yeah, so they dive bombed me while I was driving down this little laneway, and about 20 hit the windscreen, and two landed in the cab.
Right.
I was only going about 15, 20 kilometres, so they didn't get hurt. They might have been a little bit stunned, but they didn't get hurt. Sorry,
yeah, well, it wasn't an amazing feat for them to actually fly into the cab.
Oh, well, they dive bombed me. There was a small hole.
The window wasn't completely open.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Jeez.
Took that's some skill from scary. The pigeons.
Yeah. Pretty unlucky.
I had to pull over and then open the other door and...
Out they went.
No, I actually had to carry them out because they didn't want to get out.
They
wanted to come for a ride.
That's how dumb pigeons are. You open a door, they still won't get out.
I hate them.
It sounded like there was a pigeon there now.
Not still there, James, are they?
No, not today.
No.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Oh.
James is fun.
You know, what have you got on Insta, Will? We had heaps on Insta. A lot of owls. Apparently that just must be some sort of hazard out there.
Okay, I was not aware that owls were so pushy.
I don't think I've ever seen an owl fly. I see them staring at me.
Yeah. They're evil birds.
They are scary.
Peter says, road trip home after a cricket game in Mount Fuji. Guy in the front seat had too many beers and sushi.
Yeah.
Shunned it out the window and the back window was open. Bits flying everywhere, hitting guys in the face on their whites. Grown men screaming like they'd been shot.
Getting vomited on by another bloke is really low on the list.
And then this is also Japanese inspired. Nick says, one of those dandelions flew into the car while driving over the Westgate with our Japanese baseball exchange player, and he had no idea what it was, so my teammate made out like it was something dangerous, guy was so freaked out, he was curled up in the car, absolutely freaking out, thinking it was some crazy Australian killer insect.
Oh, the Japanese are fast.
That's so funny.
Strange stuff.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
You went in for what and found out what? You went in for what and found out what?
That's excellent. Yeah. That is excellent.
It's got a sting, so then it has to be done.
Of course. Got a mermaid vibe.
You went in for what and you found out what? We've done this before. In fact, here's a few calls we took the last time we did.
Yeah, this is Marty.
I couldn't get rid of a sore back and I went and saw the doctor and found out I had a tumour in my kidney.
Oh,
which was cancer and had a kidney taken out.
Wow.
Heavy.
Yeah. Heavy. What else?
Here's another one from Ryan.
My son, when he was 14, had a fight at the local McDonald's store with a couple of young kids and he got whacked in the guts and he was peeing blood.
So he
went to the doctors and he had some ultrasounds done and it turned out he had a cystic kidney.
Oh. Went in for what and you found out what? You went in for what and found out what?
Here's Steve.
Best mate was out surfing and this guy fell off, hit him in the guts with the board, hit him in the side. He's got up in the morning, had a bit of blood in his wee. He went to the doctors. He had to end up getting his kidney removed because it was full of cancer.
Oh my God, so many kidneys.
Surely they would have started...
Weeing blood.
Weeing blood anyway.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You went in for what and found out what? Brooksville woman, wherever that is, was attacked by her own bull in November and received unexpected news while in hospital treating her injuries. So she went in for the bull attack.
Yeah.
Teal Mull was on her ranch when she walked outside to see her son getting whammed.
Rammed. I think that's supposed to be.
Yeah, I was going to say,
quotation mark.
I thought wham was fun.
Oh, maybe she said wham.
She said that. You do not change quotes.
Sorry, no, I don't.
Journalists, stay out of it.
The integrity.
Because I liked whammed.
Okay.
Wham.
You're whammed by the bull, man. Whammed. You get damn whammed him on the fence. And then get away with the bull. Okay. Get whammed.
She was in Florida.
Oh.
Oh. She'll get whammed in the panhandle.
Matthew,
honestly, I am going to drag you out of here by your hair.
Oh.
Okay? And throw you into sales and let them fix you.
You went in for what and found out what?
The bull's name was Berry, which is ironically Berry. A less silly name than the people in this story.
I know. Yeah.
Teal Mull.
Teal Mull.
900 kilogram bull named Berry.
Oh, Berry.
Yeah. Her son was knocked out and she tried to block the bull. It chased her in circles until it eventually rammed and gored her. Well, I prefer whammed and gored her. She was then knocked to the ground. Her brother-in-law, Garth Mull.
Garth Mull.
The king of the bull, raced over with a tractor and pushed the bull away. Teal was left with face and body bruises as well as broken ribs after the attack. Yes,
lucky.
Something else was revealed later that night with scans.
Yeah.
Lung cancer.
Oh. Teal. Teal. That's very bad.
Name of the bull.
It's Berry.
Berry.
That is very bad.
It's very bad.
The cancer had the potential to kill Teal. Within a year, but doctors removed the tumour until got the good news that the cancer hadn't spread.
Oh, thank goodness.
Goodness. Excellent.
You went in for what and you found out what?
You went in for what and found out what?
Hey, how are you going, Amy?
Really good, thanks. Hi, team.
Hi, Amy. Amy, you went in for what and found out what?
Oh, when I was 24 years old, I got a numb patch on my shin.
Yeah.
And thought I better get that checked out. And went in, found that I'd slipped a disc in my neck and it was squashing my spinal cord.
Oh.
And was at risk of quadriplegia. Had to have it removed and have some bone taken from my hip and to replace my spine.
Oh my goodness. God! All because you had a numb patch on your shin.
Yeah, the original doctor I saw told me that it was probably a pinched nerve and I should lose some weight.
Oh my God! This is what I mean.
That's a whole other thing. The doctor said what?
Doctors, you can't trust them.
No,
I've said it forever.
You can.
They're untrustworthy.
No, they're not.
Like nurses and teachers.
No. My stepbrother came off a motorbike and he just went in for scans and everything like that, and they found a clot in his leg that could have led to a aneurysm or a stroke or something like that.
Didn't want to mention that earlier because that's the whole phone topic.
We were floundering
Jesus
here.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. I don't know the whole story.
And found out what?
Wow.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We were just talking before about Carlos Sainz and his incredible win at the Melbourne Grand Prix yesterday for Ferrari.
Yeah.
After 10 days earlier 16 having...
16,
was it?
Yeah.
Having an appendectomy. I think he was released from hospital 10 days ago.
Maybe that was it, for 10 days.
And here he is. The only rule... Well, I mean, there's several rules around F1, but one of the big ones is... you have to be able to push yourself up and get out of the car.
I assume in an accident.
Which is exactly what it's for. We're asking the question now, how quickly did you recover from the surgery?
Yeah.
I worked with a girl many, many years ago in Adelaide called Amanda Blair, who was on air at the time. And she had a baby and that evening had made a commitment to go and host a charity function. And she got out of that bed after having that baby, went to that function for 2 hours, did her job, and then left.
No way.
God. Stunning, isn't it?
That is commitment.
Well, you know,
but
some people are true to their word. I know for these kids, they wouldn't understand it. But sometimes if you make a commitment in life, you see it through. And I don't expect you
guys... you're the biggest canceller of all time. I've cleared my diary, cancelled lunch, cancelled this thing.
Yeah,
shut
but
up.
That's different. From a work point of view, mate. Once you've given your word.
I question making the booking.
Me too.
Yeah, around
the baby
that time.
Didn't sneak up on
you've
it.
You've got 9 months to say, hey, actually, my baby's due that week.
Amanda, you know you're pregnant.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well,
but also, maybe the baby came early.
Look, I didn't expect her to be absolutely lampooned by you guys.
I think it's amazing. But if I was that, whatever that organisation was, I'd say, you can sit this one out. It's fine.
Hello, Gary.
G'day, guys. How we doing?
Wonderful, Gary. Gary. How fast you bounce back?
Well, I had a surfing injury and broke my neck in five places.
Oh, Jesus.
Gary.
Yeah, that was a bit, how you going? But they put me in a neck brace.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, I was in the car, but you should have seen the look on the kid's face when we come to a T intersection.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't turn my neck to watch.
No, just got to go for it.
Sorry.
Are we clear?
I hate asking the kids if we're clear. I never rely on that.
You know,
it's okay, I'm trying to get them to build a bit of road awareness. I go, how's your side, mate? And they go, yeah. I go, really, yeah? They go, yeah. I've already had a look, obviously.
Yeah. Semi just rolled past.
T-bones there. So you should have bloody paid attention. Now you've got a truck in your body.
Thank you, Gary. How quick did you bounce back after an injury?
What's wrong with you? William. I asked you if we were clear. You said yes. And now you've got a bull bar in your teeth. Hello, Marty. How you going?
Hi, Marty. First time, long time.
Good on you, Marty!
So I bounced back within 8 hours of an operation.
What'd you have, Marty?
A vasectomy.
Oh, I've heard they can be quite painful, Marty.
The doctor said when he was doing it, you'll only feel a little prick. And I said, there's no need to be personal.
Hey, thank you, Marty. Jeez, you finally got Loz off her phone too, Marty, which has been extraordinary. When she clapped hands, she put her phone down for the first time today.
I'm trying to find out about appendectomies.
What, on your phone, texting? You're right, mate.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Higher trauma.
Yeah.
Did you blow a tyre?
Yeah.
Did a wheel fly off?
Yes. Things happen to trailers and cars.
I was
trucks.
Doing 110 on the Hume and that part between Canberra and Melbourne that's 110 for a long time.
Yeah.
And a car in front of me, their tyre blew, like literally
blew.
Exploded.
It's frightening, isn't it? Jeez.
And he was doing it, like swerving everywhere.
Lose control easily.
My life flashed before my eyes.
When you see trucks blow a tyre and see how much rubber they lay down, it's like, that tyre's just disintegrating.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just rips apart.
And how? What do they do then? Do they just pull over and change that themselves?
I think how hard
is it to change a truck tyre?
Yeah, I don't want to think
if
about
a truckie's
that.
Listening and it's happened.
Yeah, let us know.
A Japan-bound United Airlines flight was forced to divert to LA when the plane lost a tyre after taking off in San Francisco last week.
Yeah, the wheel just fell off.
Do you know San Francisco?
He knows it's something else. It's a great city.
The falling landing gear damaged several cars in the parking lot of the international airport.
Look at that.
The forgotten victims in
all
of this. Yeah, look at that car. Imagine if you left the kids in the car while you ducked in to get a can of creamy soda.
Creaming.
No, it's also creamy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I've gotten right back into creamy soda.
I love creamy soda.
I went away from it for 20 years.
It's one of my favourites.
And just over the last, I want to say 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What sparked that?
I had one. And I went, what have I been doing?
Are you a brown or a pink creamy soda?
I am not talking like that with you.
No, but that's the thing, because one, either the
brown
is...
You're asking him if he's a brown or a pink, man?
No, we know the answer
to that. No. Tyre
trauma. I like brown creamy soda.
No, we're talking tyre trauma.
I'll have one brown and two pink. We used to call it the Luger.
Would you have it at a bowling alley?
Do you want to have a chat to Rick?
Of course I do.
Hello, Rick.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Wonderful. Have you experienced some tyre trauma, Rick?
I have. A tyre came off the trailer of my boat trailer as we were doing 100 down the freeway.
Oh, no.
The tyre and wheel came off.
No way. And how long till you notice? Pretty quickly, I would have thought.
Pretty fast. It was nighttime, so the axle hit the road and there were sparks flying everywhere.
Oh, that's scary.
My kids were in the car behind us, so they saw the whole thing.
Yep.
Must have looked like a big pig video.
It was. I'm not sure what that is. But
an old industrial band that used to always rub angle grinders on stuff.
It would have looked just like that, absolutely. Yep. But then, anyway, we pulled over and the wheel was on the road still and a car hit the wheel.
Oh, no.
Blew out both of its tyres.
Oh, my God. This is a triple tyre trauma.
It was. The girl driving the car kept control and pulled over to the side of the road, and we made sure she was okay, and she was. But
amazing because she was a woman driving, Rick?
No. Don't comment.
Hey, Sean.
Now, my mum has to be the most silliest person in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have been probably 12 or so. We were driving to her new workplace. She likes to do a test drive before, you know, she starts work.
Sure.
Well, we're coming back at night. And she goes, and then all of a sudden we see this tyre roll past us. And she goes, oh, look at this idiot. This idiot's lost their tyre. Next minute, our car went down. Sparks were going everywhere. And it was our tyre.
Oh, my God.
Mum. Mums. Yeah. Am I right, guys?
Yes.
Mums.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
A female bricklayer is calling for more women to enter the industry as she's never met another one at work.
Never
met another female bricklayer. We thought it would be fun to try to get the phones to ring if there is indeed a female bricklayer out there. We'd love to hear from you. She reckons she's never met another female bricklayer.
What a song. Very sad song.
Are you a female brickie?
I don't reckon we'll get a call.
No.
Oh. Surely one.
I don't think we'll get a call.
I don't know a female brookie.
Really? 37-year-old Tali Jane Theroux.
Theroux?
She takes the bricks up to the Theroux. Has been a bricklayer for 16 years and said she's always been the only woman on site. 16 years as a bricklayer. Christ, that'd be hard
to
reckon.
Got to have her back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She recognised how intimidating it can be for young women entering a male-dominated industry, but she wished more women would join her. I think having more women in the industry is great for equal opportunity, but can also bring unique perspectives to problem solving too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like put more bricks over there. Problem solved. Should we put bricks in the wheelbarrow to move them around?
Yeah.
Bloody problem solver. Women bring a diverse range of skills that can help improve productivity, safety and innovation. Wouldn't have thought so. Just wouldn't have thought so.
Is this why you wanted to do it?
Mm-hmm.
This is a serious story.
This
is not for jokes.
Why are we doing it?
Answer the phone right now.
I don't care who it is. Just
are you a female bricky? That's what we're looking for.
It won't be a female bricky.
No, it doesn't look like it. Great, it's Steve here.
I've got something to say about female brickies.
I just bring it up to agree with Marty about the range of skills that women don't have.
It's a...
Hang on.
Put that across the person through right now.
Across.
Okay.
Just answer that phone.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
That's good.
It sounds like you're in a brick wall.
Oh, no, sorry, mate.
And are you a female brickie?
No, there's a female brickie.
No is the key to that.
No.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Let's tell some jokes.
Right, I love it.
Give us a bell with your best barbecue joke.
Yeah.
You know, well, you just turn up.
Yeah, I got a joke.
Shooting the breeze early on, you're only a half can in, you're trying to break the ice with a couple of blokes you don't know. Anyone got a joke?
Yeah. I hate that. Do you have one up your sleeve?
Always.
Yeah. You
Nick
would.
From the Burns Unit.
I was going to say, is it the Burns
Unit? I've always got that one up my sleeve.
I'd hate that pressure if someone asked me that.
You've got to have one joke.
Yeah.
But and you've got to know it well.
Yes.
And then when it comes time for, you know, anyone got a joke? Yeah, I got one. Yeah. And then if you're going to bloody, I'll do it. And then away you go. Always have one. If I could only give you one bit of advice in life, always have one joke tucked up your sleeve.
All right. I'll work on
They're very handy.
Yeah. You don't have to make it up.
You don't have to make it up. You don't have to get one of Sam Pang's writers to write it.
Wow.
Just write it yourself. here we go. My wife called out to me from the other room. Do you ever get a shooting pain across your chest like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it? I said, no. She said, oh, how about now? Uh-huh. Thank you, Kerry.
This next one might be one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard.
You love this one.
I think this is so funny.
A woman holding her little baby in her arms gets onto a bus and the driver says, wow, that's an ugly baby. She's outraged, says nothing, walks to a seat up the back. Another passenger sees that she's up and asks why. She says the bus driver was so rude and insulting. The passenger said, why don't you just get back right up there and give that driver a piece of your mind? Here, I'll hold your monkey.
Thank you, Matthew.
I'll hold your monkey.
That's how ugly the kid is.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah.
That is funny. I don't know if it's the funny joke I've ever heard, but it's very funny.
It's a good one. Yeah. You've got to have a joke up your sleeve.
I chuckled when
here,
I read
I'll
that.
Hold your monkey. Damien.
G'day, Marty. How are you, bud?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Very well.
Good.
Give us your joke, Damien.
A woman walks in on her husband having sex with a dwarf.
Oh yeah.
Strong start.
And she says, "You lying, cheating mongrel. You said you'd stop cheating on me."
Yeah.
He says, "Well, I'm cutting down."
Because they're tiny people.
Oh,
wow. Because they're smaller than people.
That's a very strong start. Thank you, Damien.
Thank you, Damien. And apologies to any of the dwarves that are offended.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got, Josh?
What does DNA stand for?
I'm not sure. What does DNA stand for?
National Dyslexics Association.
Good one, Josh. Well done. Dyslexic joke. Well done, Josh.
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you going?
Tip top, mate. How are you?
Lovely to have a lady contributing with
yes,
the joke.
Yes, it is.
This is the only joke I know.
All right, give it to us.
Did you hear about the magician from Mexico?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he said he could disappear on the count of three, and he goes, un, dos, and then he disappeared without a tres.
Without a tres.
The accent.
Without a tres.
Outstanding delivery.
That was amazing.
So
without
good.
A tres.
Do it. Without a tres.
And then he disappeared without a tres.
Thank you, Sarah. Well done.
I might tuck that one away.
That's good. That's really good.
Good one for the, kids.
That's crisp.
That's great.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Here's one for the ladies.
Yeah.
That's not to remove the men from this chat, but I would deeply love to hear from some of our female listeners.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And our male listeners,
okay,
as
of course,
always.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
The question is, where did you meet your partner?
Ooh.
And I know men might be slightly reluctant to get involved in this one because, you know, sometimes we're not comfortable talking about this stuff and moving in this area.
It's a bit embarrassing talking to the boys,
mate. I met the missus.
I met the missus.
We're ruling out apps.
Yeah.
No, not if it's successful.
Yeah, a lot of people, that's how a lot of people meet these days.
We're all apps.
But they're boring stories, I mean.
Well, it depends.
What if your first date was really fun?
Exactly.
Like, Marty's always called Lockie Tequila because
they were having tequila shots on their first
date.
Yeah. And it was middle of the day.
And that's not to say anything happened later that night, or certainly nothing. I followed Loz home. She doesn't know that, to keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Which I did for a lot of her dates.
It's kind of sweet, but also very creepy.
No, it wasn't creepy. I would just sit out the front of your joint and make sure you're okay. Sometimes I was in there. You didn't even know I was in your cupboard.
It's a useful horn, isn't it?
The horn is one of the great additions.
So handy.
Where'd you meet your partner?
Where'd you meet your partner? God. Give us a bell. I'd love to hear from some ladies on this one as well.
Yeah.
A woman has revealed where all the hot single men in Australia hide, but not everyone's convinced.
All right.
Ali Archdeacon posted a PSA, a public service announcement, for single women, and she said the best place to meet single men isn't on dating apps, it's at the hardware chain Bunnings.
If you're single and you're looking for a nice partner, go to Bunnings on a Sunday morning.
Very specific.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
I would think that's more family men.
Yeah.
It's just men, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, sheer weight of numbers, some of them have to be single.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, if you're in a big 2-acre Bunnings, there'd have to be 1,000 people in there.
Surely.
Matisse.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Wonderful, good. Matisse. How are you?
Great. Yeah, good. First time, long time.
Good on you, Matisse.
Awesome. I met my partner. We were 8 years old, and he's my best friend lived next door to his dad.
Yeah.
And they lived in a court, and they'd always have these Christmas court parties. So I'd always go and meet, and we kind of see each other every year for a couple of years, and then at 15 we started dating. We've been together ever since.
Oh! How old are you now?
We're 20.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So lovely.
Yeah.
How cute. I know.
It's cute, but it's also sad, Matisse.
Okay.
It's lovely. Good on you, Matisse.
No, it's cute, but there's a sadness.
No, Matisse is
good on you, Matisse.
Matisse goes,
thank you for the call.
Okay.
She knows where I'm going with this.
Call us anytime, Matisse. You're always welcome.
Yeah. Of course you're welcome, Matisse. And you're also welcome to test the waters outside your relationship. Don't be afraid of that.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
How are you going?
How are you, mate?
Are you there?
Yep.
We're there.
Yeah, first time, long time.
Good on you, Steve.
We met at birthing classes.
Did you?
Hang on.
So you're there, I'm assuming, with separate partners?
100%. And then fast track 2 years down, I go into the bank.
Yeah.
And I see this young lady there. I'm like, oh, yeah, just paying out the ex with the credit card. And she's like, mentions me ex's name. She goes, you're Steve. I'm like, oh, Jesus, here we go. She knows her. And she goes, oh, we did birthing classes together. Then short-term deposit turned into a long-term deposit, married with a child now.
Wow. Oh. I didn't have to go birthing classes
she
either.
She was obviously single too, Steve.
Yes, she was, and then, couldn't resist herself.
Yeah, she's only human, Steve, am I right?
She's only human, it's exactly what I said to her.
Good on you, Steve. Hello, Doug.
G'day, guys. Our first time, long time as well.
Good on you, Doug!
Jeez. You or them.
Thank you.
Doug, how'd you meet your partner?
I was selling printing consumables over the phone and called up a random number out of the phone book. That's how long we are.
Yeah.
And managed to speak with a girl who was covering reception at the time. The reception was sick, so she was covering.
Mm-hmm.
The person I needed to speak with wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she recommended I'll call back again the next day. Mm-hmm. And I actually did. And found that she was covering reception again, but passed me through to...
Okay. Doug, I get it. You rang a bird who was at work.
But she wasn't meant to be.
It doesn't matter. Doug, love you, mate, but couldn't sit through another second
of it. We've
got
the news coming up.
Love you, mate.
Love you, mate. Love you, Doug.
Doug, love you, bud. Deep love for you,
love
bro,
you,
and massive respect. Hey. But you've got to tell your story quicker, Doug.
We love our Dougs in here.
No, we're all about Dougs.
Yeah. On Triple M, this is the Marty Sheargold Show.
A two-legged robot attempted the fastest 100 metres ever run by a bipedal machine. It's been completed at an impressive time of 24.73 seconds. So that's just a robot, a two-legged robot.
Yeah.
That looks like, you know, all of those robots you see in science fiction films.
Right.
Runs 100 in 24. I'm not convinced that I could run 100 metres in 24 seconds.
I reckon you'd need to warm up, but you'd go close.
You reckon Cassie's going to beat you?
Nah, I'd trip it over. It'd never beat me. But her speed was slower than a human. Usain Bolt runs it in 10.95.
So does Noni.
Yeah, Noni. Oh, yeah, Italian Greyhound, very big dog.
Yep.
Cassie's not the fastest legged robot in existence. That title goes to Wildcat, who's a quadruple prototype. Four legs.
Okay.
It's capable of speeds of 30 kilometres an hour. What's Usain Bolt running at kilometres per hour when he's running a 10-second 100?
He goes 43.99.
43.
That's his top speed.
Kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that like a marathon?
No, marathons are 42 kilometres in distance.
Yeah, I know, but, like, isn't that the distance of a marathon?
Roughly.
Yeah, so he could run a marathon in an hour, pretty much.
If he maintained.
If he was able to do that speed.
He could.
Wow. The first time you got maths right, you got it so wrong.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
You ring, you tell us what your name is or your nickname, and we tell you why you got that.
Yeah.
I was pretty good
at it. You were actually good at it.
Yeah. It was good.
You were scoring points.
Yeah, I think I did.
Baby named after internet provider is the headline in front of me. An internet provider boss promised to honour a free Wi-Fi offer for 18 years, even if the company went bust, for any child named after the company.
Right.
One new mum and dad snapped up the offer of free Wi-Fi until their child was an adult in exchange for naming their baby in honour of the company.
Okay.
Swiss internet provider... Twifi?
You think it's Twifi?
Well, Wi-Fi.
Advertised the offer on its website, stating that parents who name their little ones Twifius or Twifia.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. They're awful.
Why would you do that?
Is it Twifius and Twifia?
Twifius and Twifia?
Twifia. Will surf the web free of charge until their offspring becomes an adult.
I hate the word offspring.
Yeah, offspring.
Offspring, yeah. It sounds like it's a friend of yours as opposed to your actual child. One 30 and 35-year-old couple who choose to remain anonymous were said to have taken Twifi up on the offer by naming their baby girl Twifia.
Oh, no, that's awful. God. That is awful.
Well, bit of free internet.
For a free, yeah. What's what, internet 60 cost?
$60? $500 a year?
$500 a year. So, you know, 10 grand.
Look,
to
I know
get
your
the kids to 20.
I know your name's Twiffia, but we're going to call you Sarah.
Yeah.
We just wanted some free internet.
We wanted free internet. We've written Twiffia on the birth certificate, but we're going to call you Susan. Which is what your mother's always wanted. But if you're ever, if anyone ever mentions Twiffia, you just go, yeah, I'm Twiffia.
Twiffia is awful,
isn't it?
I think they cheated, though.
Oh, they used it as the middle name.
Oh, right. It doesn't count, does it?
Middle names.
Joey, what are you called? And we'll tell you why.
So it's my sister's nickname from me, and it's Donkey.
Donkey.
Donkey. Wait,
did she bite or kick you when she was a kid?
No. I don't remember.
Joey, was she a stubborn ass?
She's stubborn, but not for the name.
I was thinking an ass as well.
Yeah. And she just got a massive ass, Joey.
She's got a nice peach.
Why do you call a donkey?
So when we were teenagers, Shrek was, you know, at the height of its fame. She got her braces off and had the most beautiful smile, and she looked like Donkey from Shrek.
Good start, Joey.
How are you, Joey? Hey, Blake.
Hello, Blake. How are you, mate?
I'm good. My nickname is actually Sharon.
Why? We've got to guess. Hang on.
Is it going to be like some kind of alter ego that you get, like Patricia, when you are under the influence of alcohol?
No.
Is it related to, what's the name of that Australian sitcom, everyone?
Kath and Kim. Strezlecki.
It actually is, yeah.
Do you play netball?
You're a netball guy.
No, Hopeless in Love.
No. Blake, not anymore, though.
Not anymore.
Well, let's see. Let's give it time, Blake. Easy to get it wrong. Sarah, how are you going?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. What's your name? We'll tell you why.
Skittles.
Maybe once you did a multicolored spew.
Oh.
No.
Good, though. It wasn't bad.
Is it last name related?
No.
No.
Is it to do with the confectionery?
No.
To do with bowling?
No.
Oh, well,
it's to do with me personally.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, Sarah.
I'm a lesbian. Taste the rainbow.
I'm a lesbian. Taste the rainbow.
Wow. Amazing.
Wow. I was not guessing that.
No.
I could have if I thought about it.
We would have been here all day. The Marty Shear Gold Show on Triple M.